This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Lawyers for former President Trump are offering their arguments for why he should be allowed on Colorado's primary ballot next year. They presented witnesses today who were at the rally on January 6th before the storming of the Capitol. They're claiming the rally was peaceful and that they did not take the president's remarks as a call for violent insurrection. GOP Representative Ken Buck also took the stand for the defense this afternoon. He's expected to return to answer more questions tomorrow. An expert witness in paramedic protocols testified for the defense in the trial of Aurora police officer Nathan Woodyard for his role in the death of Elijah McClain. Dr. Nadia Tereshchenko testified on the paramedics' conduct on the night McClain was detained. She told the jury that the paramedics on scene deviated from their training and protocols.
They're not interacting, they're not assessing, they're not getting down on their knees, they're not asking anything. So they're solely just absorbing what they're seeing and perhaps what they're hearing around them.
The paramedics who administered the large dose of ketamine to McClain are set to go on trial later this month. Just over 500,000 Coloradans have returned their ballots so far for this fall's election. That's less than 15% of active voters. Turnout at this point is ahead of the last off-year election in 2021. There are two statewide questions being decided this time, as well as numerous local races. Voters have until 7 p.m. on Tuesday to submit their ballots. In Denver, it'll be partly cloudy and 38 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. This is CPR News.